Hi, welcome to Travel Time. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about Golden and Boulder, Colorado. I was able to visit Colorado recently with my son, who was looking at some colleges in the area. He loves Colorado, so it was a big factor in us going to visit there and possibly going to a school out there. While out there, we enjoyed a long weekend exploring the area as well, because most of our previous visits had been up in the Estes Park to Fort Collins part of the state. We stayed just outside of Golden and spent most of our first day in the campus tour and around the town of Golden. Golden's a really nice little town. After touring campus, we headed to the Golden Mill for lunch. This was a fun food hall style restaurant where you can open up a tab on the way in and get a card, and then you can use the card to order your food or drinks. We had some great barbecue and some great ice cream and really enjoyed the atmosphere here. It was a Friday midday, so it wasn't very crowded, but I got the feeling that it's a very popular spot. It's probably more crowded in the evening. It was an easy walk from a parking garage around a block away, so very easy to get to, and across the street from a nice little park that we also visited. After lunch, we went to Mount Falcon Park for a hike. We did the Turkey Trot hike. My son ended up continuing on to the castle as well. It was a really nice trail with nice views, busy enough trail that you're never really entirely alone, but not so busy that it's not enjoyable. We headed to Denver after the hike for dinner and to go on a walking tour through old Denver via a ghost tour. We booked the ghost tour through Viator for about $25 a person. It was called the Twilight Ghost Tour. This was a very well done tour. Ghost tours are a favorite of mine. You get some historical stories, some regional stories, and a bit of spookiness. It's a fun way to learn some local history and get some light exercise walking around a city. This one was a good pace, covered a reasonable distance, and gave a really good flavor of different phases of Denver's history. Highly recommend this one. The next morning, we headed out to Red Rock Amphitheater to see the venue and do an easy trail nearby. There were storms predicted later in the day, so we didn't want to get caught in them with no cover. After the Red Rock Amphitheater, we had a late lunch in Morrison, Colorado, nearby at Mill Street Eats. This was a nice little downtown restaurant with pub-style fare, as well as subs. They have places to eat in the pub, but also you can do takeout. We enjoyed our lunch while locals warned of an incoming storm with lots of hail. We ended up heading to Boulder a little earlier than planned because of the incoming storm, planning to check out a local waterfall. We arrived ahead of the storm, but with darkening skies, we were only able to see the waterfall and had to scrap our plans for a short hike in the area due to the lightning. The waterfall was Boulder Falls. There was a short trail back to the falls, which was well maintained and a moderate to easy walk. There's very limited parking at the trailhead, but when we went, we had no trouble finding a space, possibly because of the incoming weather and it was near dinner time. We went from the falls and into Boulder to have dinner, but first parked in a parking garage because a massive thunderstorm hit. It was lucky we did because the storm had massive hail. After the hail passed, we found Faux Kitchen Bar and Grill and had a very nice dinner. We really enjoyed this meal. The portions were well-sized, not too much, not too little. It was my first time having pho, although my son was familiar with it. I really enjoyed my first experience with it. The next day we packed up and headed to Denver. We had an afternoon flight and we're going to see some of Denver. On the way to the ghost tour, we had tried to see the Botanical Gardens, but it was closing as we arrived due to an evening event, so we started the day there. We had better luck this time and really enjoyed the gardens. We had lunch in a restaurant within the garden grounds and accidentally timed it well as another storm hit just as we were eating. Luckily, since we were in the restaurant already, we had a place to sit to wait out the storm. Soon after we sat down, the restaurant flooded people and everyone was pretty much taking cover for the next 30 to 40 minutes. We needed to leave for the airport soon, so we were watching for a window in the storm, not wanting to get hit with hail on the way there since we had a rental car. We saw a window on the radar and amazingly made it from the gardens to the airport perfectly. Just after we got to the airport, once again the skies opened up. Our timing on this trip was really uncanny all the way through, and we made it to cover before every time hail hit. We had some weather-related flight delays, but made it home that evening safely. Thanks for listening today to this little mini episode, and until next time, happy travels!